Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Academy Talk Radio. This is the Ask a Medium radio show. I am your host, Reverend Ivy Rivera, psychic medium, coming to you from the Ivy League Psychic Academy, located in Buffalo, New York, where we train people in all things metaphysical, paranormal, spiritual, for your development, psychic mediumship, Reiki, astrology, tarot, meditation, all kinds of things, and people can Skype in from all over the world to take classes here. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Teresa Matuzak. How are you, Therese?
I'm under the weather, but I'm doing good. How are you?
You sound okay. We're going to make it through the hour. Yeah, kind of feeling that way myself, but it's been a rough week. We pulled together. We're here. We're happy to be back.
Absolutely.
It's been, what, 4 months?
Something like, yeah.
5 months,
May,
something like that.
It was May.
So
it's exciting.
It is. So we had a couple other shows that we were doing, and we took a break for a while. We are going to be running this radio show possibly until spring, maybe beyond that. We're not really sure at this time, but we wanted to get started again and work on educating, talking with people on development and other interesting topics. We're in interesting times right now. Things have been a bit difficult, and there's really no way to avoid this topic, so we're going to kind of get it out of the way a little bit and just make a clear statement that this is not a political show, so we're not going to be getting into it every week. However, the topic for this opening show is on paranormal activity increasing during times of difficulty. With these being trying times, and we're seeing an increase in things like attachments, hauntings, possessions, people needing to learn more about clearing toxic energy from others, atmospheres, their own selves, whatever it is. We're going to be addressing this tonight and also talking a lot about some of the side effects people have been going through the last month, even 2 months. Before the election, and now where we are with that. And this does not apply just to intuitives, correct? I mean, this is everybody is affected.
If you are breathing, you're affected.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it affects every single person out there, whether you're an empath and you can feel it or not. You know, it just affects our daily life, and the negativity can build up. And as you can hear on me, you can get ill. You get sick from it.
Absolutely. So we need to be careful. We want to get a handle on it, okay, bottom line. So we also have the beautiful Gina DePrima with us today, my lawyer friend, amazing girl all the way around. She also does a lot with energy work, clearing, exorcisms, different things where she's been able to reverse negativity, eliminate and clear out lower energy and bring in positive energy to bring long-term results that don't have to be redone all the time. Okay, so how are you, Gina?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, good. So it's good to have you here, and we'll be, you know, chiming in back and forth. Okay, I want to tell you guys, if you have a question on this topic or even another spiritual topic or something you're dealing with tonight, feel free to call in. The number is 646-668-2353. You guys can also text your questions in to 716-602-1391. And can they send them in? Okay. So basically they can log into Blog Talk Radio, correct? And send the questions in through the feed that way, and we'll get to as many as we can. Okay, so, you know, the first thing that I want to bring up is that the last, I want to say, 2 months, I had an increase, a spike that really made my jaw drop in paranormal calls, paranormal activity, not of the pleasant kind. Okay, here with my business, I do psychic mediumship work. And one of the biggest things that I was seeing was people not sure whether they were possessed, whether they had an attachment, whether the house had just gone awry, mm-hmm. and it was haunted all of a sudden. They didn't know what to think. people were calling and asking for help with the clearings. When they came in here, I was seeing that it was always connected to them. It really wasn't the house. It wasn't the land. It was connected to their feelings, their emotions, sometimes their depression, their behaviors, stuff like this. And with this increase, it made me wonder why. Did you notice too? A lot of people not sleeping.
Yeah,
month or so.
There's been a lot of questions, even through Facebook, whether it's through the Academy Facebook page or my own or whatever. You're getting a lot of questions about people wanting to know, like, why everything is different all of a sudden. Things just seem to be changing. Like, I didn't do anything, and all of a sudden this is happening and that is happening. And I'm just like, okay, well, you have to think about your thought process too, as far as what has gone on. And if your thought process has gone slightly negative, you're drawing in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the different changes that are going on, especially with the elections and everything else, there's hot topics happening and all kinds of things happening. It's like the negative energy levels are rising.
The number one cause of negative paranormal activity, as far as I've seen, okay, in my career, it is aggression. Period, point blank. If there is fighting going on, if there is, any kind of hatred going on, hostility, you will automatically see an increase in the negative energy, and it builds up very quickly, which at that point we know starts to attract, right? Like attracts like.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have something like an incident. Let's say there's one incident, let's say, in someone's house. They have a fight. The husband and the wife are fighting. Well, within a month, you may start to notice that wherever that fight had occurred, there's a pocket of negative energy that just seems to be accumulating. Like that room feels heavy. And now maybe there's increased paranormal activity at night. Maybe now the kids are disturbed. You know, they're having headaches. They're having stomach pain. They're having pain or burning at the back of the neck, the shoulders, into the head. All of this is a sign that they didn't clear,
mm-hmm.
right? So what we've had over the last couple months here is a bunch of people, right, who didn't know what was going on. We were just living life and thinking that maybe it was something astrological. We thought it was us. Everyone was examining. When was the last time I slept? Why am I having these terrible dreams? What's wrong with me all day? Why am I exhausted? That was the biggest thing, was that people couldn't wake up. And I talked to a couple astrologers, and they said, there's really nothing going on planetarily. We didn't know. Well, then, after the election, we're seeing an increase with this. Now, there is no doubt that there is a butting of heads, okay, surrounding us. This is the number one cause of this paranormal increase. So we need to start watching ourselves. What do you guys do to make sure that you're not getting overly polluted by things around you, people around you, even on social media? What do you do?
Well, I, for one, I do something that is not really anything out of my normal. I do what's called a daily maintenance, which is I burn incense, sage, frankincense, sandalwood, so forth. So that's a daily routine for me. But even when I do that on a daily basis, just to keep my home, my own home environment nice and happy, still noticing negativity going on. So I'm wondering what exactly is going on. We check my thought process and everything that, is around me, what my husband comes home with, if he's bringing anything in with him, mm-hmm. From the job site or just the air out there in general. And if I have to smudge, I smudge, clear it out,
mm-hmm.
do the best that I can to really keep my environment clear.
Okay, good. Gina, what do you do?
I do a lot of different things, but I think lately, I agree, there's been this increase in negativity, negative energy, almost everywhere you look. And it's even more difficult to just not absorb it, or even if you get it, to really do something with it at the end of the day so you don't hold it forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cleansing comes in. And I do a lot of cleansing. Showering. And I know it's not just the right, everybody has
salt all in the bottom of your shower.
I shower with sage oil. I mean, sometimes I just have to slap that stuff you know?
Yes.
How do I smell it? That's really, you know, I do salt baths, a lot of salt baths
yes.
with the Epsom.
That's huge.
It really is. You'll feel like a million bucks after you do that. And I think also just getting physical in your body really helps to ground you more. And again, just kind of flush out whatever you might be feeling or absorbing that's not really you.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of yoga and just anything to really get physical in your body, just to bring you back to feeling who you really are, you know, and what you really want. And at the end of the day, I don't think any of us want this anger and hatred. I think we all want peace.
And just building up, just building up. And there are people who do want that anger and that, you know, hatred. And I mean, most certainly there are people that are feeding that. Now, in the case of those people, for anyone that's around them, whether they're empathic, they're intuitive, they have nothing going on, they're still going to absorb that toxic energy as well. So that brings me into the next point, which is like, you know, what do we do when we are being exposed to someone who isn't with the best of intentions, who doesn't have the highest and best good in mind? Can you really release and cleanse when you're constantly being exposed to it? And this is in your energy field. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that that's possible?
Absolutely.
To protect yourself?
I think you can. Absolutely.
You have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Is it a lot more maintenance? Yeah, it is. It is a lot more maintenance. And I think the key is to check what you were just saying, Gina, what is mine, what is others? When you're around this too much, so much that you lose sight of who you were, how you felt, you just become what's around you. You're going to have to stop periodically after taking time away, okay? Pull your energy far away, set up proper boundaries. Then you'll notice that when you walk closer to that situation, that atmosphere, that person, you feel like you're just gonna fall asleep, right? That's the first sign that they're draining you. So when you get very exhausted, or like I said earlier, the burning at the back of the neck, up into the head, the twitching of the left eye, people think this is crazy, but the grandmothers used to talk about this all the time, and it's very accurate. Your ears ringing a lot, things like this are your intuition telling you that you need to pull away, set up some boundaries, release the negativity from your body, and, you know, recharge. And blocking techniques are really important. We do a class here called Empathic Means, where we talk about releasing negative energy from your body and blocking out what might be coming. But what you were saying too, Gina, releasing it through exercise,
mm-hmm.
through giving healings to others, giving readings, you have to find outlets for it too. You
mm-hmm.
can't just block all the time. It's not an option.
Right.
So we're going to get into that in a little bit here, how you guys will go about doing that. We have a question coming in.
This is from QP1. Mm-hmm. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Does Spirit support the selling of my home to build a new one? Do you see this going smoothly?
Oh, okay. I see we've gotten into old habits of doing doing psychic readings while we're on here.
There's land I looked at today.
Oh.
It spoke to me, but it cost too much. I feel like it may come down and...
Yeah,
sorry. I feel like it may come down in price. Any insight? Thank you.
Yeah. So, let me see what I'm feeling with that. It feels a little stuck to me, and I'm almost feeling like a year, like it may be stuck in that phase for about another year. I think that if you're going to wait for that to happen, you may be waiting a long time. I'm not so sure that that would be the best way to go. What are you getting with this?
Pretty much the same thing. I was feeling like there's a little bit more there that needs to be done before the process can really even start.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's actually quite a ways out still. I was getting year and a half or so. So it's pretty much right along where you were. Yeah, not so much right now.
Okay. And we are taking, for this show, we're going to be taking questions on the topic. Okay, we'll have other shows where we're taking the psychic questions, but for today, as we launch and get the technology and everything running properly, we won't be doing too many of those. Okay, I want to talk to you about, I want to say, people doing paranormal research. Okay, so, I'm sorry, what?
Caller.
Okay. Do we have a caller? Okay.
I don't care for that.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hey. We have you. Okay, thank you, caller. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque. Okay, awesome. And what's your name?
Hey, this is Aaron.
Aaron. All right, Aaron, what's your question?
Hey, so it's more of a slash, I guess, I'd like to give you guys in at least myself just have to, you know, had flying dreams since the time he was, you know, he could remember. You know, usually dreams that I have, people that I have with me, you know, I have my loved ones with me, and I can just pick up and fly, do whatever I want. Somebody who's very close to me, I always felt that I used to carry them in my dreams. I'm like, okay, we got to get away, and I pick them up and I carry them. Now this person who's doing better in their life is flying with me in my dream, right? Like they're flying, we're flying together. And I just thought, like, you know, get your guys' thoughts on that, a little bit of dream interpretation, you know?
Yeah, I love it. Well, it's a good question. We just had a dreams class here a couple weeks ago, and it was interesting to watch how people can not recall any of their dreams if they had gotten stuck somewhere in their life. And all of a sudden, there are blocks to receiving that information. And then all of a sudden, they bust through that wall, and they have all kinds of dreams that are directing, you know, their life. And it's really a phenomenal awakening, which increases your intuition in general. It sounds like that's what your friend was dealing with, where maybe he was not doing so well. You had to carry him all the time. And then one day he was flying with you and he had improved, you know, in some of his circumstances in life. So it really sums it up in general. I would say that, and this is interesting, it's sort of part of our topic tonight, soul groups, members of our soul group.
Yeah.
Who are we here to work with?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling in. On that note, you know, I want to say that this brings us sort of into our next topic here, is that, you know, you will also start to identify when you start owning your energy and you start making sure that you're cleaning out the toxic every day, that you're elevating and raising your vibration, you're going to start to attract members of your soul group.
Mm-hmm.
And you help each other. And I think what Aaron had experienced was working with someone who he had probably worked with in previous lives.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're able to actually, you know, fly together and work on things in, you know, real life and real time. As well. So this is huge. You know, I just want to say for everybody out there who's feeling alone or isolated right now and dealing with a lot of heaviness, depression, and with everything going on, you need to remember that the more you own your energy, you take responsibility for it, you focus on the positive, you will attract more positive people into your world, and they're supposed to be there. So we could really look at all the change that's going on as an opportunity to grow, to develop, to expand, to deal with truth. And, you know, it's part of our evolution, you know?
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, us telling people, clear it out. Well, I clear it out all the time. This is when Gina said, well, I take salt showers, you know, that's awesome, right? This is 101 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can pour a bucket of Epsom salt in the bottom of the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what did you say you've been doing?
I do a daily maintenance of burning, like, incense, like sage, frankincense, sandalwood.
Good.
I also have, people laugh at me, but I have a wind chime literally in every room of my house, including the bathroom. And I will once a day walk around and ring every time because noise by chimes, clapping, anything that has a positive vibration can clear that out as well.
Can clear out energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So we have that on a really basic level. If you guys have no tools and you know immediately, you know, there's something in your body that you want to clear out, what you could also do is just close your eyes and you're going inside your body. You're looking from the top of your head slowly down to the bottom of your feet, and you're finding anything that feels negative or like tension, and you could take a deep breath in and then blow it out. When you exhale, you're blowing out that negativity, let it fall down into Mother Earth. So a simple, quick technique. Now, what are you guys doing for blocking? Because once you've cleared it out, you can't just put yourself back out there.
I bubble. I put up a bubble or do what's called the eggshell. Sometimes, depending on what's going on. Those don't last very long. I also am big into, as some people know, crystals, stones and crystals. So there are certain ones that I carry with me on a daily basis. In fact, never take off, you know, that are on me at all times. And there are certain crystals that help with grounding, protecting, balance, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's easy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can go anywhere and learn about all the crystals that are out there, but
Absolutely.
It really is almost medicinal. And what do you do for blocking?
I just wanted to add on to the crystal thing really quick. The crystals, too, can really bring even more, I think, sometimes a more immediate effect.
Mm-hmm.
I have somebody very close to me who's been just really taking on a lot of this negative energy lately. And it's amazing. I gave her a black obsidian, started carrying it instantly, different person, her real self, you know? So, I mean, it's pretty amazing some of the stuff that just the crystals can do for you. Other things that I do for blocking, I wouldn't even call it blocking, but it's just, I pre-pave, I set it up for something better to begin with, I guess.
Right.
So I don't necessarily have to block quite as much. And what I mean is if I've got an event coming up, maybe it's a court appearance or a meeting with somebody, I'll kind of go there first in my mind. I'll really try to see it playing out the way that I want it to happen. And it's not just a visual thing. It's feeling the emotions. I think we're all emotional beings. We're all spiritual beings. We're just kind of here in a physical body. And I think that's the one thing that connects us is the emotions. So I will go into something that I see happening in my next day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll feel it. And I'll feel the most positive result. I'll feel, you know, having good communication. I'll feel the harmony. I'll feel the feelings that I want to feel in that situation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that even involves a conversation with the players involved. And it's not a physical conversation because, again, I'm kind of doing this in my mind. I'm kind of doing it in a meditative type state, I guess. But I think that helps because I'm sort of setting the tone.
You are, definitely.
For what I want to happen.
And I love you're having to be mindful in that, too. This is what I think a lot of people need to work on a little bit more is that, you know, if you know that you have a court case to go into, it really didn't take a lot out of you. You know,
right.
To be mindful that was coming up and you might want to spend a minute manifesting, right? What it is that you want to attract in that case. But a lot of people are looking behind all the time. And if you're looking to the past, you know, you're going to feel depressive. If you're looking too far to the future, you're going to feel anxiety. If you're just here in the here and now, you're being mindful, you can feel what you're supposed to be thinking on. You can feel how to manifest more easily what you're going into. And it's not anxiety. It's different. It's intention.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. It's intention. It's intention together with feeling. And it's the feeling that you want to experience.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the feeling and it's the emotions that is really like the universal language. So, you know, you can do it ahead of time.
I agree. Absolutely.
But of course, life happens. Things happen. You walk in. You could just walk into a crowded area, and you'll start feeling maybe there was an argument or something bad that happened there. Who knows? So, I mean, other techniques that I will do, depending on the situation. I've done the bubbling that Tree just mentioned. Something that I kind of do quite often, too, is I'll do mirrors. I'll envision mirrors all around me.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea with the mirrors is it's not only blocking whatever's coming at me, but it's kind of sending it back, and I try to make it send it back in a more of a loving way so the person can see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
you kind of notice people keeping a distance sometimes when
Isn't
you do
that.
Isn't
that funny?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the obsidian
those
does
that
too. Doesn't
yeah.
the obsidian, the black obsidian rock reflect back? Is that the one?
Positive. It reflects back
oh,
the positive
back
way.
Positive.
Black tourmaline will actually create, it protects your aura. So if it's kind of like, I call it the I remember your glue defense, where if somebody's sending off negativity, they get their own back and they may not even know that it's theirs and they
right.
accuse the person it's coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, exactly. It is really them. Yeah. So yeah, that's more like I refer to as the, you know, the blocking and then you go into reversal. You know, once someone's not learning their lesson and they keep coming at me, I'll do a reversal and they pretty quickly start to pick up on what's, you know, what's not appropriate anymore. Okay, so that's interesting. So you do like mirrors. Is there anything else that you use?
For blocking, like in the moment?
I just watch. Like if I'm going through the mall or something and I'm like approaching the food court, I'll just immediately just feel it. Like I'm approaching.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens at the food court, but I'm just like, pew, 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 pew. You know, I just start sending out light or I just start sending out light.
Yeah.
I just start visualizing that. While I walk through this pocket, okay, I'm just just protecting, and then I can calm down when I'm through it, and I feel like nothing sticks, you know, and that's it. But it's really just a thought, that quick,
mm-hmm.
blocked,
yep.
unblocked,
yeah.
allowing, and whatever comes in will go back out, okay. But, you know, we're just going to be mindful. Again, it's going to come down to being mindful. And who you're around, what you're around, what you're walking through. That brings me into, you know, this other topic of paranormal, you know, research and people going into investigations and things like this. This was one of the concerns and questions that was coming in before the show. People going into investigations who aren't properly trained, who are going in thinking this is going to be a lovely time. I paid my $25, paid my $50. I'm going to this great old haunted place. I've heard great things, define great things. And then they don't know what's happening. The leaders of these, you know, tours are not prepared to protect them. They don't even know how to protect themselves most of the time. Lo and behold, you know, a month later, maybe the family dog is sick. You know, the kids aren't sleeping anymore. Maybe, you know, the husband has some depression or issues going on, and no one knows where this is coming from. This has become a huge issue with 250 paranormal teams popping up per day in America. We are touring everything under the sun with zero protection. Have you had to deal with this at all?
With people on tours, or you mean like?
Well, I know you actually went on a couple recently,
uh-huh.
but I think you were in more a little bit more positive atmospheres. I mean,
yeah.
what recommendations do you have for people getting into this?
Definitely educate yourself. Educate. I can't really stress that enough. We talk about how education is key in a lot of things, but learn your equipment as well as learn how to articulate an investigation. What is the correct terms that you should say? You never want to provoke. You never want to say anything like, well, oh, I don't believe something's here.
Right.
Prove it, because you're going to end up getting hurt. You really can end up getting hurt, or you can end up getting sick, you know, of attachment. So learn how to protect yourself going in. Educate yourself on what's safe, what is not safe, and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, just have a good time with it.
Yeah, if you stop having a good time, something already went wrong.
Yeah.
You go to the front lawn and you start clearing it out right away. Is this something you've had to?
No, not too much. I don't have much experience with that. But
okay. I want to say God bless you. Okay, I want to say that, you know, on this note, there are things to watch for. We don't want to, you know, be assuming that you have to go into a paranormal situation in order to bring something back home with you. You need to protect your energy, even from a toxic environment like work, okay?
Mm.
Or if you're in a difficult relationship, if there's someone in your life that you're constantly battling with in communication, things like this can start to increase the activity. And the first signs that something is off is sleeplessness, getting sick, chronic headaches,
you know, a feeling of like, did I do that? Almost like I'm having an out-of-body experience. Time warps. All of a sudden, maybe finding yourself like in the bathroom in front of the mirror and you don't remember getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction or a tendency to turn toward bad, negative habits that didn't used to really run your life. Paranoia. What else? Just general. I just want to say aches and pain. Health in general. Health in general. Okay. Your body ends up under attack. Now, when this starts to happen, you know, people will automatically just, I'm possessed. There's a devil in my house. You know, it's not necessarily all of that. It tends to be a little bit more subtle. It tends to be something that you picked up. It could be literally a spirit that would become an attachment. Okay. Attachments are happening because they're looking for food and
mm-hmm.
we're energy source. That's what we are. So they could be using that for food. The other thing, you know, that can happen is that the negative energy itself has just sort of accumulated. And now that, you know, you're attracting and manifesting more of the same. Now, on a more dramatic level, you know, you could be looking at something in your house like a poltergeist. We were talking about this
mm-hmm.
At the Hauntings and Clearings class here 2 weeks ago. Poltergeist being what we talk about, the number one reason, and this always shocks people. We normally have a woman in the house going through menopause, right? Or
mm-hmm.
like teenage girls.
Yeah.
So ladies are super powerful, isn't that awesome? The power of the cycle, okay, can literally create a poltergeist. And when we see something this severe, you know, this isn't something that's that easy to you know, clear out because they're naturally going through these cycles.
Mm-hmm.
But like the movie, The Poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
it was, remember the mother had the gray streak in her hair and there was the teenage daughter. And this is really what can happen. Now, you know, around a time like that, you would be seeing a ton of activity at night. You would be seeing objects moving, a lot of noises. It could almost seem playful and then it could go very wrong. But it has a lot to do with tension. That in itself really is stress and tension. So we want to reduce as much as we possibly can. We'll get on to some more of that in a minute. We have a question coming through.
This is from Linda Figuera.
Okay.
In this time of societal upheaval and violence that we are seeing on a daily basis, is it possible for negative energies to attach themselves to the masses or only to individuals?
Right. And that is really primarily why I wanted to, you know, discuss this topic tonight. The things that we're talking about here could happen to anyone, whether you believe or not. Energy is energy, and energy will affect you, and you are affecting energy. If people are being exposed to the kind of negativity, the hatred, the attacks that are out there right now, you're not protecting yourself, you should be seeing some of these side effects by now. Exhaustion, depression, sleeplessness, chronic headaches, infections, swollen glands, confusion, which could turn into something like an attachment, a haunting, you know, heaven forbid, anything more than that. Depends on how long you leave it there. Depends on what you do with it. So absolutely, Linda, that's a great question. What do you guys have to say on this?
I guess I would just add that, you know, the negativity and the negative energy can affect the masses because it is affecting individuals. And as individuals, we affect other individuals that affect
mm-hmm.
other, you know, and so on and so forth. And then there you have the masses.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, we have to remember that it does start with us. And I think, you know, it could be very easy to get caught up right now in all of the anger and the violence and the hatred and the divisiveness of what's happening here and still wanting to pick sides. I mean, I can't even turn on my Facebook news feed without feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to get caught up in that and want to just jump in and defend your position.
Mm-hmm.
But when you jump in and defend your position, you're not doing anything to get out of that. You're just furthering the problem, I believe. I think it would be better to, again, try to cleanse, block, reconnect with what you really want and for the majority of us, I don't think that it is anger and hatred. I think it is more peace, you know, and focus on what you want. And that might mean you have to have compassion for the other side or the other person. And you have to approach it like that, with some compassion and some patience and tolerance.
I agree. I love that. And when we were talking earlier about how to put it back out, okay, you got to put it back out. You need to go protest, then you go protest. If you need to, you know, actively go, you know, volunteer on whatever party you feel however you're helping the improvements to be made, go get active, but put the energy back out somehow. You know, get into Reiki, start sending out healing to the world, get into readings, learn how to be, psychic medium, learn how to send out that kind of healing, help people, but don't just let it fester. I was going to say too, it really is starting with the thoughts. And so Linda's, question is great, because she's asking, are the masses being negatively affected? Could they have attachments and hauntings, paranormal activity? Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's susceptible. And here's the way to check yourself and to check the people around you that you're socializing with, because too many people are feeding the problem. Mm-hmm. If the thought behind the post, okay, is not coming from a place of wisdom, if it's coming from dark, if it's coming from ego, if it's feeding a problem, do not post. If it's feeding a problem, do not comment on it. Do not like it. Do not share it. If we don't start with our thoughts, then we're the problem. Okay. If we're not being mindful again, okay, then this is part of the problem. There's a lot going on right now where I am looking at chaos. I'm looking at a bunch of people who used to be enjoyable to a degree. Then I'm like, what are they thinking? Like, is there any thought going into this at all? Why would you promote something so ugly? Why would you call people hideous names, whether they voted the way you did or not? Why would you ever think that that's appropriate? And then to get 50, 60, 70 people behind you and hope to get clicks on something like that. It's become ridiculous, and I'm addressing it every step along the way. Hey, you know, that was really nasty. Feel free to go out the exit here, or just, hey, feel free to stay, but I can't even follow you anymore. This is unfortunate. You know, whatever it is. As long as we're owning what our intention is, what the purpose is, even in the small details like that, we could start to propel it in the right direction. We have to be empowered, and we have to know that for as much negativity as there is right now, we are also able to switch, flip it around, reverse it, and put it in the right direction. So we need to be actively doing this as much as possible. Be careful, what you say, what you post, all of this is part of it. So being mindful, manifesting. Okay. I want to talk a little bit more too about, some of the things that go on with like hauntings, clearings, attachments, things that we need to deal with on a regular basis, coming from, conversations, okay, with other people or being around others where maybe they're dealing with something, okay? Here's the thing. I agree with you, Gina. Most of us are trying to do the right thing. Most of us are trying to put love out there, and many of us are so lost. Because when we're dealing with something on our own, it's not so easy to read. We've got three psychics in a row who probably can't read themselves incredibly well, right? That's why we have each other. So when people can't read their own situation and they find themselves just spiraling, okay, or in a toxic pool of negativity, how do you deal with that person being around so that it's not affecting you?
Me personally, it's really just kind of like we were saying before, recognizing the energy where it's coming from and then moving from there. Because in some situations, you really don't want to hurt feelings and you don't want to completely cut people off either.
Right.
But it needs to be addressed. So if it can be addressed in a positive manner and have an actual positive solution to the situation and approach it from that positive direction, it can definitely be flipped around.
Mm-hmm.
But when it just gets so toxic that even your positive energy is just getting trashed.
You don't know what else you need.
What more pain you do.
Mm-hmm. I know, Gina, you do a lot with the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you do incredible things. Problems I've had for years, you've been able to deal with this pendulum. Can you explain a little bit?
For me, the pendulum is just a tool. But I'm communicating with spirit. I'm working with energy, and that might at times mean working with energy of a relationship with people, or, you know, a circumstance that they're going through. I don't know how to really explain it.
Well, what I've seen you do with the pendulum is that you ask it to, like, reverse negative energy, okay, or release,
I've done
and
that.
It spins. It will right. say on its own. Spin.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did. And okay, so before coming here tonight, I thought, you know, maybe I could even do that for our listeners.
I love
it. And you don't even have to be seeing us, or, you know, it'll work as long as you set an intention. And that intention is that you will feel the energy, and just be open to receive it, really. And that's it. And if you can set that intention, then I will try to adjust some of the energy for people going forward along the lines of what we're talking about.
Okay. And so you're going
to
be
doing...
And
I'll try to explain what I'm doing, but you might have
okay.
to...
I want to say, too, when you guys are listening to this show, once it's archived, okay, this will work just as well. So as Gina's using the pendulum and she's clearing out negative energy and you guys are setting your intention to allow... for that clearing and then to receive the positive, it's going to work for you just the same, even if you're listening to it later on.
So the first thing that I would ask, and when I ask, I'm really talking with the universe, or you may call it God or your angels or your spiritual guides, whatever works for you, but I'm going to ask that they assist and help to remove any blocks or other impediments or interferences that any one of you may be feeling that is in the way of you experiencing peace and harmony and love. So if we can just clear and remove all of that, any of the gunk, any of the barriers, any of the blocks that are in the way, so that you can be more open to experience peace, harmony, and love. And right now, if you were here, you'd see that my pendulum is spinning in a clockwise direction yep. pretty rapidly. And it'll do this. It'll do this until the job is done. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know how long that's going to take.
Okay.
If it is too long, I could stop it.
Well, I think keep going. While you're doing that, okay, we'll get back to you. While you're clearing out the negative energy all the listeners are putting out, okay, what they want to release, we'll get back to Gina. She goes on to the other thing, and this pendulum is spinning.
I don't know if I've ever recalled one moving this
fast. Phenomenal. It really is. It's going to take a while. I'll get back to her. I want to talk a little bit, too, about closed throat chakra. Those of us out there who start to lose their voice, who feel that they're getting chronic swollen glands and you don't know why, okay, dry throat, all kinds of problems with this. It could very well be that you are either talking when you shouldn't be, okay, saying something maybe repeatedly to someone that you shouldn't, or speaking out of turn. It could also be that you've said your piece and it is not being received. Okay, so we like to think, well, if I've said everything that I'm supposed to say, I've spoken my mind, there's no reason it should affect me. Okay, but then you may learn that it's still happening. And what that means is that the person is sort of rejecting what you're saying. And it would be a way for you to have a physical reaction to that. Basically, your higher mind is telling you, you need to stop. Okay, you need to stop trying to communicate with this person over and over again. It's literally taking your voice away or causing health problems within the throat. Okay, did it stop?
It did. I went on to the next. If you see it now spinning in a clockwise direction, I'd asked to bring the energy of clarity, clarity of intention and clarity of vision to everybody that is out there, so that, you know, there's a hope that before you're getting into a situation, you might go in first, go inside first, turn inside and have that clarity of intention and vision to see and feel what you want to feel.
Beautiful. Okay, you guys set your intention on that. I'm setting mine. And I want to just sort of, you know, wrap up on that point with the closed throat chakra. Is this something you've ever had to deal with?
Unfortunately, yes.
You don't start.
I've dealt with it a couple times, actually, but it happened more recently, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I'm always the type of person who's more than willing to help anybody who needs it, anybody who comes to me, whether it's to confirm a thought they may have had or, you know, confirm something from their guide to help if I'm privileged to that same information. But it comes to a point when it becomes repetitive and I end up repeating myself over and over with it. And, you know, me going in, just helping people, not even thinking about it, I end up with the kickback because they did what they chose. I set my intentions to where people take the information and they're going to do whatever they feel that they want to do with the information. It has no reflect on me.
Right.
However, when it becomes a repetitive situation, it's going to start to build and build and build. And it got to a point at one point where my guides even told me that
if I
keep continuing to assist, they're going to take away my voice because what's the point in having it?
And this, right. Well, and a lot of people feel guilt. Around that time, as you approach that mark, you start to say, oh, but I love this person, you know, but I'm supposed to. What we're supposed to do, we're supposed to help other people. This person has helped me before. I'm supposed to. I'm obligated. And that is not the case. And once your guides have stepped in, right, or you feel that the you guys who aren't familiar with your guides, I mean, you may be experiencing it more as like a warning, a strange intuition, a gut feeling, okay? A feeling that the universe is sort of almost slapping you on the hand or punishing you in some way.
Absolutely.
And it will get worse from there. So you really do need to adjust at that point.
Oh, sure. Especially if one minute you're fine, the next minute you literally have no voice and you're squeaking away.
Mm-hmm.
And that it took at least a week and a half for me to even get to 80%. And then, of course, I'm smacked with a cold now. So, yay, me. No, it happens at that point.
And it will repeat.
Is when you say, sorry.
Well, that's how you know. You're exposed to it. You'll start to catch on real quick when you get around that person. You're not supposed to speak. So just, you know, watch for subtle things with the throat chakra. Don't let it become a full-blown issue. How are we doing here with the pendulum?
Good. One more thing that I was guided that I feel that we should do, and that is to just raise the vibration and the energy level of everybody so that it matches more closely the vibration of peace and harmony. Oops.
Very good.
Lost all my...
We'll go at it again. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. I love that. So as Gina's doing this, you know, we're all putting of the intention to raise the vibration, to live in peace and harmony, to live more as one.
And I'm going clockwise.
Going clockwise, right. It sure is. Okay, putting that out there to the universe. I want to talk a little bit about being empathic. Okay, there is a class coming up called Empathic Means. You guys can look into that at www.ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. I want to say that with the Empathic Means lecture, we're talking not just to adults, but also to children who suffer the most with energy. Empathic people are scientifically proven to be energy absorbers. It's typically something that, you know, they used to think psychics had, and now we know it's expanded far more than that. So in the scientific community, it's considered like a psychological disorder. In the spiritual community, we consider this a gift. I don't consider it either unless you know how to manage the energy, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't just let it go all willy-nilly all the time. So I want to talk a little bit about what you guys might be going through out there as empaths, whether you're realizing that you are one or not. Empaths attract other people, animals, okay, anyone who maybe needs healing to them. They attract it whether they have invited it or not. True?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All the time.
And so what happens is, you know, you're in line at the bank and the guy behind you decides to just dump out his life story and you go into work and Bob pops up from behind the water cooler and has to dump out, you know, he's dealing with his divorce. Everybody just comes and they're feeding basically. As an empath, you are always radiating with healing energy and the world needs it. So they're coming to you for that. Please protect yourself. One of the major things that you might be feeling as an empath is, I want to say a lot of increased headaches, depression, low level energy, and being drained around this time. Empaths feel in a really heightened way things like, you know, hatred or fighting, aggression around them, frustration, and they get drained. If you have a child who is empathic, you might see them crying more, having fits. You know, outrage just all of a sudden out of nowhere, aggressive fits, or high strung behavior is super common. So all of a sudden they almost, it could look like they're having some kind of a manic episode. This is all part of the ability when it's not being maintained. What is it?
Tics too, I think. You see that, you'll see more like tic-like behavior.
Absolutely.
Children.
Yeah.
Like what other people call it, OCD type stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, ADHD type stuff sometimes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, whether you literally can see the tics or they're doing something more like trying to hide it, watch for the behavior. Are they counting? Are they touching something? Are they just doing, you know, strange movements? Yeah, exactly. So that is essentially the energy overflowing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Too much built up in the body. Please. Whether it's you, someone you know, or your own children, or you're a teacher, take the Empathic Means lecture at the Academy, and you can Skype in for that, of course. I want to say that with psychics, one of the major things I'm seeing is nervousness, mm-hmm. a sense of, this is the thing with psychic ability, we don't always know what's coming,
right?
Okay, we could be about to win the lottery, or there could be like a tiger coming out from, you know, to eat us. We're going to read it all the same.
Right.
You know, psychically, energy is energy, and anything dynamic that's coming in will cause nervousness, can cause anxiety. So that's been huge. Mediums, for all of you out there, whether you know you're a medium or not, everybody is one. It's involuntary. Spirit communicates with us all the time. When spirit is communicating, some of the things, and this has increased, okay, mm-hmm. especially in the last couple months surrounding this election, more and more people are looking into their mediumistic abilities and wondering what is going on. When a spirit comes in to communicate, your ears may ring. You could feel pressure in your ears, like when an airplane goes up or comes down. You could have perfusive sweating. You could have numbness in the mouth, the face, the hands. Sleeplessness, okay, like their spirit activity kicks up at night, typically between 3 and 5:30 in the morning. So you could just be feeling like somebody's bothering you mm-hmm. all the time, okay? These are spirits coming in, coming closer to give, you know, to give healing, to give guidance, and they don't know that you're not a working medium all the time, okay? So everybody is susceptible to these things. We do need to be mindful about this. Where are you with this, Gina? How's the pendulum?
We're still spinning.
Are we still spinning?
I might have to take a break.
Wow. This is unbelievable. So we're still on the third one, right?
Yeah.
Which is
that,
raising
that was,
the vibration
right.
as a community, as a whole.
Well, yes. And I'm trying to raise each person's vibration so that they are more closely matching the vibration of peace and harmony. Because, you know, everything vibrates. It has a frequency. So it's still going.
Beautiful.
And, right.
And we'll be going who knows for how long. It'll be like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's just Gina sitting in the middle of the shop in the dark. We'll just flip a cloth.
She's still going through the hole. Keep going. That's what we have to do.
Well, and I have to say that the work that I've seen you do with the pendulum, you know, it seems to have long-term effects of positivity, and that's really blown my mind. So whatever you're doing, you know, some people are just called to this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as far as Gina's concerned, I think you've done this in past lives, and it's literally your calling. Isn't it interesting too, recently, you got an astrological chart done, and didn't it come up in your chart?
It did.
What is it?
I haven't gotten the complete chart, but I do want to mention that it just sort of changed
positions a bit.
Okay.
Sometimes it will spin and almost do like the flower of life. Mm-hmm. I've seen it do that, although not in a while. But now it's almost going diagonal and spinning. It's not so much parallel.
Okay.
So it's just interesting. And I don't know what that means.
It's that the energy is shifting.
It's right.
Isn't that awesome? Okay. I want to say to... Okay, so a couple things that are coming up, and then we're done.
It was so
random. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have to say thank you.
Yes. And you guys keep putting your intentions out there, all right? Most importantly, we need to be mindful. We need to be present. We need to observe what we're thinking, what we're feeling. And if it is toxic, if it is ego-based, if it is fear-based, if it is hurtful or harmful in any way, clear it out, correct it. And if you have to stop yourself 60, 70 times a day to correct it, then you do that until eventually you're only doing it maybe 5 or 6 times a day. And then you're thinking on what positive actions, words, energy in general, you can put out. Okay, so we're going to raise the vibration through mindfulness and intention setting. And I beg of everybody, okay, please watch your mouths. I want to say that we have a couple things coming up here at the Academy. Okay, we have a drum circle, which is going to be amazing. We have Carolyn Zimmerman, a drum circle lady of Western New York, coming in here to do the drum circle on Saturday, the 26th. At 7 p.m., we're going to clear out old toxic energy. We're going to raise the vibration and bring in more positive, set our intentions and manifest those as a group. So it should be a really good time. I always love her drum circles. We also have, I want to say, a psychic fair. I'm jumping a bit, but we have graduates of the Ivy League Psychic Academy. So we have an Ivy League Psychic Fair coming up at Margin Manor Winery on, when is that? In
January,
I want to say January, okay?
29th,
January 29th. Now, the last Sunday of every month from January to April, the Ivy League Psychics will be at Margin Manor Winery putting on this psychic fair. I have an Ask a Medium show, a gallery show going on here at the Ivy League Psychic Academy on December 17th. You can buy tickets to that. I am doing private reads after. And we have a level 1 psychic mediumship class starting up soon. I want to say, when is that? That is January 10th. Okay, if you want to register, I guarantee you do not have to have any skill, any ability whatsoever. Just come in here. I take care of all of it. It's a 15-week training program, which enables you to go out and give 15-minute readings professionally to the public. Everybody has the ability. This is not a gift. It's just something we've been overlooking for a really long time. Very simple to tap into. So register for that January 10th. Anything else we want to mention?
Did I get the... You have tarot. Tarot.
We do have tarot starting up too. Yeah, we have tarot class starting up. We have a relationships class coming up Tuesday on soulmates, past lives, cord cutting. We have meet your guides, coffee with your angels, a million other things. Yeah, the tarot class is, I believe, 8 weeks.
Yes, it's like December 2nd, I believe.
Okay, so that starts in December also. You guys can, okay, if you want to book a reading, you can visit me at ivyriverapsychicmedium.com or find me on Facebook at Ivy Rivera, the school Ivy League Psychic Academy for classes. Where can they reach you for a reading?
Facebook at Teresa Tree Matuzak Psychic Medium.
Okay. And Gina, right now you're just... finding your way
here, having fun. And I would say that, you know, I hope, well, I'm not going to say I hope, because I know that this energy would have affected those that needed it. And if they could send Ivy a note, an email, let us know how you did. Let us know if you noticed any shifts or things happening for you, or if you have other questions of things that you want shifted.
That's a great point. Okay, so you guys, whether you text me or you message me, find me on Facebook, but let me know how you felt, okay, after going through this activity and allowing for this clearing and for the intention of unity. All right, guys, I ask you.
You may see it, like, over the course of a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And indefinitely, because this is going to go on to a file on YouTube, right? So this is going to forever keep perpetuating the positive energy. I love it. Okay, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Ask the Medium show on Academy Talk Radio. Take care of each other. We will see you in 2 weeks. Our next show is going to be Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, on the 27th. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.